I want to be here. You guys want me here because I'm having such a great season here. Let me end my career as a New York Met, break whatever milestones or get to whatever milestones. And guess what? We're not negotiating with anyone. This is the deal that I would like. And it's manageable. You're already paying me $30 million this year. Let's make it a clean $4,120 and everybody's happy. And nobody's talking about it anymore.
I don't even think they're going
to. And then we don't have to have this Scott Boras injecting his opinion on what Pete's market should be. He should be making $40
million. But that's why he's not going to accept that, because Scott is still his agent and is still going to advise. You're having an MVP kind of season.
Yeah, but he's
not. Go to free agency.
Okay, but I ask you this. I asked it before we had this conversation.
Yes.
Do you think there's going to be a robust market for Pete Alonso after this season with the Mets?
Are you asking me or Scott Boras?
I'm asking you as a representative of Scott Boras'
mindset. I think he will have a better market than he just had, but it will not be the robust market Scott Boras thinks. But Scott Boras thinks he's going to have a robust market, which means this conversation would go nowhere. Mm. It would go nowhere. And so Steve Cohen is expressing by saying,
charge?
I'll worry about it in November.
Who's in charge? Well, is it Scott Boras or is it Pete Alonso?
It's complicated.
If Pete Alonso says, hey, I want to be here. I'll take $30 million for the next 4 years at 120 and finish my career as a Met, become an icon, and if it comes down to it, at 35, I'm still mashing, we'll do one-year deals.
Can I ask you one other thing, though, too, that you have to throw in there, and I don't get caught in this, but I do want to bring it up because I'm sure there's a lot of people thinking it. If you're a Met fan, and the Mets are 20-9, they're off to a wonderful start, and everything isn't clicking, obviously.
Yeah.
Juan Soto is not Juan Soto yet. They just got Alvarez and McNeil back. But Pete Alonso has been the MVP of the team through the first 29 games.
No doubt.
Would you mess with that? Would you mess with that by giving him an extension? Wouldn't you say to yourself, you know what?
I think
this is just keep raking, bro.
Giving him the extension makes it even easier for him.
You think so?
100%. It makes him free.
Can I tell you a story?
There's no pressure.
I got to tell you something that's Knicks Mets related, since today is a Knicks day and we're mixing in the Mets. In 2004, the New York Knicks moved into a playoff spot. No, it wasn't 2004. What year was it? It was after they made the playoffs in 04. And Isaiah Thomas got an... I want to get this story right. I apologize. I may be muffing it. But the Knicks gave Isaiah Thomas an extension, like, as they got to the 8 seed in the middle of a season. And then the Knicks completely collapsed. And I remember some Knicks fans thinking, oh, my God, why would we do that?
Right.
Wait till the season's over. Like, we haven't accomplished anything yet. And in the case of Pete Alonso, he's had a great month. But would you really want to rush to pay him off of a great month as opposed to saying, go have a great year. I am a billionaire owner. I'll pay you what the market dictates, assuming you earn that?
I wouldn't do it over a month. I wouldn't do it over, probably not even at the trade deadline. It'd be as the season is certain, we know what he is.
So you wouldn't do it now?
No, definitely not now.
Well, that's what Steve's saying.
We're just having this conversation right now. Steve is saying, we're going to let him go into free agency,
and
we'll see what happens. Good luck.
But I don't take that as the kicking him out. I take it as he deserves it, we'll pay him if we need to.
What I heard was him saying, I dislike, maybe not Scott Boras, but negotiating with Scott Boras.
This has to happen right now. April 29th, 3:07 p.m. And we did this last year, but we're bringing it back. Is Pete Alonso going to be a Met in 2026, Tiki Barber?
It depends. It depends on Steve Cohen.
That's not there, B square.
If Steve Cohen is open to negotiating with Pete Alonso, and we'll find this out because he'll be asked this frequently now that Heyman opened this can of worms. If he's open to negotiating as the season is getting not towards the end, because you don't want to be messing with the playoffs, but back quarter of this season, then the answer is yes.
That was very convoluted. What's your answer, Teak?
If Steve Cohen changes his tune that, yes, we'll negotiate with Pete to sign him long-term in the back quarter of this season, he will be a Met.
So you're saying, let me just clarify.
If Steve Cohen is saying, go to free agency, Pete, we love you, test the market, he's not going to be a Met.
I got you now. So if he gets to free agency, he's gone.
Yes.
But you still think there's a chance they would get something done before the season is over?
Yes.
Okay. I completely disagree with you on both accounts. Let me write that down. April 29th, 3:07 p.m. By the way, speaking of April 29th, coming up a little after 5 o'clock, it's a new segment here on Evan and Tiki. we will ask Sal Licata if the NL East is over. So we will find out from Sal right around 506, 507 if the NL East is over.
The NL East is over.
That's not today. That was a few years ago.
I am wrong.
Sean Morash. Will Pete Alonso be a Met in 2026?
I think the moment Vlad Guerrero Jr. re-signed in Toronto, Pete Alonso was always going to be a Met in 2026.
Lugi, will Pete Alonso be a Met in 2026?
Pete Alonso will 1,000% be a Met in 2026. And one little part of that clip that we didn't mention is that Steve Cohen acknowledged how much of a fan favorite Pete is. Pete's going to have this monster season. There's no shot they don't re-sign him.
Yeah, you know what's funny? That's why it's going to happen before the season.
I agree, because you know what? It's going to be, you know when it's going to be a big topic? When Pete Alonso is at the All-Star game as an actual All-Star this year, not just doing the home run derby.
Right.
Every year, that's a topic at the All-Star game, and that's where I think it'll get done around that time period.
I think that Steve Cohen lets his baseball people make baseball decisions, but I think sometimes you have to make a business decision.
This is a business
and
decision.
And this past offseason,
Juan Soto was a business decision.
Absolutely. It was baseball and business. He's a hell of a baseball player. I think David Stearns wanted him too, but it's also business. If there was a moment to let Pete Alonso go away, it was this offseason. Despite the home run against Milwaukee, he was coming off a down year. Plus, they added Juan Soto. And so the Mets could have easily said to their fans, and they were already selling a bunch of tickets, we love Pete, it didn't work out, but we gave you Juan Soto. This offseason, and I don't know what the Mets season will hold, whether it's a playoff berth and an early exit or a deep postseason run, or dare I say a world championship. I don't know. But it is going to be a very tough sell to lose Pete Alonso and not have something else to show their fans. And if you look at free agency a year from now, not that anyone wants to do it, there's nothing they would show their fans.
I got something to show
they
them.
Did Juan Soto. They did would not have that this year.
I got something to show them.
Go ahead.
A World Series trophy.
Here's what's complicated about that. I get it. That would make it the easiest. When the New York Yankees won the World Series in 2009, and they let Hideki Matsui walk through that door, how did you feel, Sean? Did you say, well, we won the World Series, no biggie? Or did it bother you that they let the World Series MVP walk out that door?
Of course it bothered me.
Well,
we just saw him win the MVP. I wanted more.
Ask the Met fan, and I'm too young for this, Teague, how they felt when Ray Knight was shown the door after 1986. I know it's not the World Series. Ask the Met fan what it felt like when Daniel Murphy was shown the door after carrying them to the World Series in 15.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Well, you always can, Teague. You picked me to ride along, you not Tommy.
Exactly. What did Matsui do after he left the Yankees?
I think he was terrible for the Rays.
Thank you.
They went to the Angels first.
So guess what?
Oh, it was the Angels? I forgot.
So maybe. Who was the general manager at that point? Was it Cashman?
Yes.
Yeah. Cashman's been the GM my whole life.
Exactly. So maybe Brian Cashman, who everybody's been crushing for the last decade, maybe he actually played it right. Let him walk because he's washed.
He did, but you still tugged at the heartstrings.
It doesn't matter.
Pete Alonso.
He made the right baseball decision.
I gotcha.
Give Brian Cashman credit for making the right decision.
Pete Alonso will be a Met in 2026.
Okay.
He will be. So there you go. We've all got it on record.
Clifford comes up, mashes. Next thing you know, Pete who?
Well, it's funny. Back in March, one of my other long-term predictions, see, you guys forget this, but I write it down, was, and this is before Pete's start, and this is before the way the season began, I predicted Pete would be gone. I said, it's 1 year and he's gone,
right,
and the first baseman in 2026 is going to be Mark Vientos, with Brett Beatty having a monster year this year and being the third baseman. So I've already changed my tune from March. Let's go to JT in Jersey City. How are you, JT?
What up, JT?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I got to chime in on Alonzo, you know, because I'm a... It's me, Evan, Joe B, and Pete Hoffman, the Alonzo fan club.
That's true.
But yeah, we can still blame Nimmo, but anyway, getting past that. So I definitely think Pete is going to re-sign before the year's over. I mean, the Vlad Guerrero deal definitely, I agree with Sean, that definitely put that all in motion.
Right.
For sure. You could easily see, hey, you know, we got... We got Vlad at, you know, whatever he's making, almost $40 million a year for 14 years. We can't sign Pete for 5 or 6 years for $30 million.
Right.
The
high end of the market is set. So you should know exactly where he fits.
Right, exactly. And look, if he's shown that he last year was not who he is. He's showing it right now. It's like a totally different player, right? But that's really what he always was, right? When we look back,
yeah,
at the
I
past
think
seasons,
to a degree, JT. Like yeah. I think he's always been a clutch player. I think the kind of the banner that's been hung on him has been unfair the last year and so, where they've said he isn't a clutch player. He's a clutch player. He's not a .330 hitter, though. That we've never seen before. No. And I'm not sure that's actually going to happen this season, but right. he's having a great year. And one of the reasons he's having a great year, let's be honest, one of the reasons Pete Alonso is having a great year, you want to guess why? Sean's raising his hand. Sean, there are a few reasons, but one of the main reasons Pete Alonso is having a great year,
Juan Soto's hitting in front of him,
is Juan Soto. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
So I get the disappointment from lack of production, and he needs to produce more, but the impact that other players are feeling, including Pete Alonso, it's pretty apparent.